The war was portrayed from the beginning as a struggle for national survival. In Eastern Europe, expansion took place into an ethnically mixed area where millions of Jews lived, regarded by the Nazis as the lowest of the low of despised populations of subjugated countries. The immensely brutalized conditions of war and foreign occupation, first in Poland, then especially once the Soviet Union was invaded on the 22nd of June 1941, created the conditions for the accelerated drive to complete eradication of the perceived fundamental enemy. The combination of war and occupation policy, the ideological imperative to find a solution to the Jewish question, and the logistical difficulties to doing so gradually emerged as the steps into outright and total genocide logically ensued. In Poland, the Jews were treated from the outset with extreme cruelty. The initial aim was to push them all into a huge reservation to be created in the east of the country. This rapidly proved impractical. Instead, Jews from those parts of Poland annexed to Germany were rounded up amid staggering brutality and ferried in cattle trucks to what was called the General Government, a rump area of Poland run by Germans now based in Krakow. The Governor-General, Hans Frank, soon came to object because he couldn't accommodate or feed the masses of Jews pouring into his domain. By the summer of 1940, Nazi leaders in the annexed territories and also in the Reich itself were clamouring to be rid of their Jews, but there was nowhere to send them to. Then, the German victory over France opened up the possibility, it seemed, for a territorial settlement of the so-called Jewish question. The Nazi leaders in Poland thought their blockages would soon be over. The French colony of Madagascar, off the African coast, had long figured in the warped minds of racial anti-Semites, not just in Germany, as suited for Jewish settlement, far away from Europe. The idea was now picked up in the German Foreign Office. Officials worked on it for some months. There were notions of deporting 4 million Jews to Madagascar, where they would effectively have been in a gigantic reservation under security police supervision. Himmler, the head of the SS, said he hoped thereby to see the term Jew completely extinguished in due course through large-scale migration. Plainly, the settlement idea was itself genocidal, as the Jews would gradually have perished in the inhospitable terrain. But it wasn't yet genocide as history knows it, through extermination in the gas chambers of the death camps in Poland. For that, there was still some way to go. In the event, the Madagascar idea came to nothing. With Britain unconquered, the seas were not in German hands, and transporting the Jews to Madagascar was impossible. By the late autumn of 1940, the Madagascar plan was dead.